Hi everyone, I'm Pat. Today we're going to talk about beautiful flowers. And speaking of beautiful flowers...
Oh, thank you. Hi everyone, I'm Laura. Yes, today we'll talk about flowers. Hey Pat, what do you know about flowers?
Not much. They look pretty, they smell nice, bees like them.
Good answers, but all those things have something to do with each other.
Really? I wonder what that is. Which flowers are we going to learn about today?
Well, we're going to talk about roses.
Oh, those are really pretty. But you have to be careful when you pick them. They have sharp points.
That's exactly what we'll learn about today.
Great. Well, let's take a look at today's question.
Encyclopedia.
Plants, thorns, and roses.
Why do roses have thorns? A. To drink more water. B. To protect themselves. C. To fight other plants.The answer is B, to protect themselves. Roses have a sweet smell to attract insects. That's because insects help pollinate roses. However, the smell also attracts other animals. The thorns on rose stems keep animals from getting close and eating the flowers. Did you know thorns actually develop before the flower?If the flower developed first, there wouldn't be any thorns to protect it. So, roses with the strongest thorns are able to grow flowers with the best smell.
Plants.
Tulip. Tulip. Azalea. Azalea.Daffodil. Daffodil. Peony. Peony. Calla lily. Calla lily.
So, Laura just mentioned roses, and I said that they have sharp points. That leads us to today's question. Why do roses have thorns? That word thorns, T-H-O-R-N-S, thorns, is the correct name for the sharp points on a rose. It's a good word to remember because we'll use it a lot in today's article. Other flowers, plants, and trees also have thorns, like lemon trees.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.Okay, 所以呢，提到了玫瑰花 roses， 大家都会想到它有什么东西？有刚刚这个 Pat 有提到有这个 sharp points， 但是它的正确的说法其实就是 thorn， T H O R N， 也就是荆这样子啊，也就是这个刺的意思，不好意思哦。Also, if you say somebody is a thorn in the flesh or a thorn in the side, it just means that person or thing is really annoying you or cause a lot of problems for you. For example, I could say he's been a thorn in my side for years.
Oh, no, that's not good.
还有趣的是呢，我们中文的眼中钉，英文呢，其实呢，你可以用 a thorn in my side 这样子的说法。
But why does such a beautiful flower have thorns? Let's take a look at the choices. Is it A, to drink more water, B, to protect themselves, or C, to fight other plants?
That's interesting. 大家有没有想过呢？这个玫瑰花很漂亮，可是为什么上面有长这个刺呢？答案我们来看一下，有没有可能是 A?因为啊，这个玫瑰花想要喝更多的水，所以它可以透过这个刺来喝过更多的水。还是 B, to protect themselves, 因为呢是要这个 那玫瑰花想要保护它自己本身，还是 C to fight other plants， 也就是对抗 fight 其他的植物。So Pat, what do you think the answer is?
I don't think plants fight each other, but they sure need water. Maybe it is A.
Actually, the answer is B.
Oh!
To protect themselves.
Okay, well let's explain that answer. If something protects itself, then it keeps it safe. Okay, protect, P-R-O-T-E-C-T. Okay, thorns protect the rose. We could also say an army protects a country.Okay, another example is the mother bear protected the baby bears from wolves.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, protect, 刚刚我们有看到这个字哦，其实就是保护。原来答案呢就是 B, 这个玫瑰花它们要保护自己哦。那 protect 常常有非常常用的用法哦，比方说我们如果要穿 raincoat 雨衣，就是要保护我们自己不被淋湿啦。这时候我们就可以说 He had no raincoat to protect himself from the rain， 因为他没有穿雨衣，所以呢他就无法保护自己被这个雨淋湿哦。另外呢，有时候我们会保护重要的东西。Okay, we also protect something very precious or very expensive. For example, I can say she keeps her jewelry protected in a safe. 我们也可以把这个贵重的，像是珠宝 jewelry 放在哪里呢？就是保险箱 safe 来做保护哦。
A similar word is defend. If you defend something, you keep it safe. Like in basketball.There are two teams, and each team defends or protects one end of the court.
Oh, 我知道你在说什么了。在打篮球的时候呢，这个队员不是也会保护自己或者是防御？这时候呢，这样的用法就跟刚刚我们前面说到的 protect 很像。这个字防御呢，就是 defend, D-E-F-E-N-D.
Okay, let's find out how and why roses need thorns to protect them. The article says...Roses have a sweet smell to attract insects. Okay? If you attract something, then you get that thing to like you and want to come close to you. Okay? Sweet smells and sugar attract insects, and a pretty girl...attracts guys.
Okay, 我们现在来分析一下为什么呢他要用这个字来保护自己。因为其实大家有没有发现这个玫瑰花它非常的香哦 ,has a sweet smell. 因此呢它可能会怎么样吸引这个昆虫。吸引呢我们就用这个字 attract. 像我们常常会说要吸引某人的注意力的话呢我们就可以用 attract somebody's attention.
Okay, and roses attract insects. An insect, I-N-S-E-C-T, insect is a bug. They have six legs and they often have wings. We mentioned one earlier, a bee. Bees are insects, so are ants, mosquitoes, and cockroaches. Some people are scared of insects.
Right, insect 就是六只脚的昆虫，像是刚刚蜜蜂啦、蚂蚁、蚊子等等，还有我很讨厌的 cockroaches 小强。So spiders are not insects.
No, eight legs, similar, very close to insects. Okay, so roses have a sweet smell, and that makes insects come to them. But why? Here's the reason.That's because insects help pollinate roses. Pollinate means they help to make more roses grow. A bit like when animals or people have babies.
Oh, 所以原来呢，这个他们会帮助玫瑰花授粉。授粉的英文就是 pollinate.
Okay, and now that's good for the rose. But the sweet smell attracts more than insects. The article says, however...The smell also attracts other animals, okay? We use the word however when we want to show that the next piece of information is different from the one before it. For example, okay, it was sunny yesterday, however, today it rained a lot. Or, I like baseball, however, I don't like basketball.
哦、oh, 我知道了。However, 其实有着转折的语气表示然而可是啊就等于像我们口语会常常说的 but.、所以呢这个味道呢它也可能会这个很香的味道也可能会吸引其他的动物哦除了这个昆虫。
Okay. Now, the thing is, roses want insects to come, but they don't want other animals to come. Here's why. The thorns on the rose stems keep animals from getting close and eating the flowers.
Oh, 所以为了要保护不被别的动物给吃掉呢，这个长在玫瑰花上面，这个 stem 也就是玫瑰花的茎上面的刺呢，就可以防止其他动物靠近它们，或是把它们给吃掉哦。
If you keep something from doing something, you stop it from doing that thing. You could say,I want to keep my younger brother from coming into my room. Make sure you use the V-I-N-G form after keep from. So keep from doing, going.
Right.
Another example is, I want to keep my friends from finding out my secret.
So what's your secret? So keep from 就是避免或者是不让什么做什么。那注意后面要接的是动词 ing. Okay, so
that's why roses have thorns, to keep animals from eating the flowers. Here's some more interesting information. Did you know thorns actually develop before the flower?
Interesting. 所以呢，你们知道吗？其实玫瑰花的这个茎，事实上呢，是在玫瑰花的刺 ，sorry， 事实上是在花开之前就已经长好了耶。
Okay, so in this sentence, develop, D-E-V-E-L-O-P, means grow or come to life. The plants grow the thorns first, then the flowers. We could also say it takes several years for a puppy to develop into an adult dog. Or cherry blossoms develop when the weather starts to get warmer.
I love cherry blossoms.
Very pretty.
Okay, so develop 就是成长、发展。的意思。Okay, 那我们来看一下 The article tells us the reason why thorns develop before flowers is...、
Mm-hmm. Well, if the flowers develop first, there wouldn't be any thorns to protect it.
Oh, 对耶，如果花先长好的话呢，再长刺，这样子呢就来不及保护它们了嘛。
Okay, here's another interesting fact. So, the roses with the strongest thorns are able to grow flowers with the best smell, okay?So if you're able to do something, that just means you can do it. Like Laura is able to speak English and Chinese.
Be able to 就是能够这样子的意思哦。
Okay, so that was the last sentence of the article. So let's end our lesson with some more interesting information about other plants.
Sure.
So, today we learned that roses have thorns to keep animals from eating the beautiful flowers.
That's right. They only want to attract insects,、mm-hmm. which is why they smell so sweet.
Yeah. But there are many other plants in the world, and they're all different.
Yeah, for example, did you know that the world's largest flower is the Titan arum? It's almost 3 meters tall.
Wow, that's really big. That's like a tree. I like trees. Here's an interesting fact about trees. The baobab tree produces homes, produces clothes, food, and water for animals and other people. The trunk can store up to 120,000 liters of water.
Wow, that's about as much water as a swimming pool.
Right? Okay, so that's some really interesting facts about things. Hopefully you guys can go and find some more. We'll see you next time and tell you more about what we've learned. Bye-bye.
A-Fun 小聚会。
你好，是要点餐的吗？
我还没有决定好耶。你有推荐的吗？
主厨牛排啊，很多人都会点哦，肉质鲜嫩，很好吃。
还有其他的吗？
那乐眼猪排呢？而且它的酱料大家都很喜欢哦。
啊，我知道了，我要一笼小笼包。
是的，同学们，你们准备好要点餐了吗？很多人，也包括我，时常到了一家餐厅，可是要点什么却没有想法。这个时候，你可以问服务生说。What do you recommend on the menu? What do you recommend on the menu? 菜单上你推荐哪一道菜？相信服务生一定可以提供许多热门的餐点让你选择的。不过呢，千万不要像刚刚那位的客人一样， 在西餐厅里请服务生推荐菜色，可是却点了小笼包，我想他们应该是端不出来的。那么回到刚刚的句子， What do you recommend on the menu? 其中 R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D recommend 是推荐的意思， menu 就是菜单啦。 What do you recommend on the menu? 菜单上你推荐什么呢？这句话不管是中文还是英文都是相当实用的餐厅用语，同学们要学起来哟。我们下次见啦，谢谢光临。
拉拉，我跟你说，你再这样拖下去，我要比雷弗的 party。
安啦安啦 ，hold your horses。
啊，你还说 horses 什么马？拜托，赶快啦，没时间跟你开玩笑的啦。
没有错 ，hold your horses 其实呢是源自于早期，当我们还是用马车当交通工具的时候，我们要请骑马的人让马停下来，就会用 hold your horses 表示呢紧拉马的缰绳。那后来我们就用来引申要人慢下来，有耐心点的意思啦。所以下次呢，如果你看到比较急性子的人，要他不要那么急。像是我的话呢，每次妈妈煮晚餐的时候，我肚子又很饿很饿，我就会赶着我妈说 Hey mom, I'm so hungry, is dinner ready yet? 妈妈就会回我说 Hold your horses, you can set up the table first. 意思就是 hold, 等一下啦，不要急，你可以先把餐具拿到桌上哦。另外除了 hold your horses 看到急性子的人，你还可以说 be patient 就是有耐心一点嘛，还有 take it easy 就是放松点，来请他不要这么急哦。那请大家猜猜看 keep your pants or keep your shirts on 这个片语是什么意思呢？你猜到了吗？其实它和 hold your horses 意思也差不多，它是源自于啊以前如果有人在打架前可是怕这个衬衫会弄皱，所以就把衬衫脱掉，这时候呢我们就会说 keep your shirts on 来劝对方说你把这个衬衫穿着别脱下来打架，这样的意思啦。那当然了 keep your pants on 其实也有相似的含义，都有着你冷静下来不要打架这样的意思哦。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
原来 hold your horses 还有 keep your shirts on 竟然都有着冷静别冲动的意思，和 be patient take it easy 意思差不多。
A plus encyclopedia
Plants, thorns and roses
Why do roses have thorns? A. To drink more water. B. To protect themselves. C. To fight other plants. The answer is B. To protect themselves. Roses have a sweet smell to attract insects.That's because insects help pollinate roses. However, the smell also attracts other animals. The thorns on rose stems keep animals from getting close and eating the flowers. Did you know? Thorns actually develop before the flower? If the flower developed first, there wouldn't be any thorns to protect it. So...Roses with the strongest thorns are able to grow flowers with the best smell.